You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for American Idol. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
See, here on American Idol Season 11, Episode 4. We're in the auditions, and of course, joining me tonight, as always, is the awesomest singer that you guys are going to get to hear very soon, but just not tonight.
Hey, thanks.
Mark, what's going on, Mark?
Not too much.
No, how was your week?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
We were filled with American Idol this past 7 days.
Yeah, dude, four times. One was a rerun, but God, it was. I even tweeted about it. I was like, is it like overload? Can we just get too much Idol? But no, because I'm a fan, you're a fan, and...
I know.
Hey guys, if you want to reach us, make sure to give us a call at 424-256-1729. Once again, 424-256-1729. And also tweet us live. We're looking at our tweeters right now. Our tweeters? At our Twitter.
Can we edit that real quick?
Oh, honey, the buses don't go where you live, do they?
I'm about as sharp as a beach ball. Thanks, Phil. Yeah. Now, guys, but we're here to give you a little bit of a recap because we were on only on Wednesdays, but like Mark just said, it was on three other times this past week, and they were in San Diego and Pittsburgh, and right. What stood out? Actually, we're jumping right in, guys. We have no time. There's so much stuff to cover. What stood out on you, like, let's say, for Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh was really good. They've never been to Pittsburgh before, and you know who stood out for me the most? Hyejun.
Really?
Hyejun. Well, because you know how we were talking about last week about how they, you know, they build up the stories and whatnot. And I think did they start off with him?
Yeah, they started with him.
They started with him, and he comes out, and what were you going to say?
I thought he was going to bomb.
Because
I was doing this. I was live tweeting, too. Every time someone came up, I would predict whether they were going to suck or not. And I've been in, like, a foul mood. I don't know if I'm like Simon Sanchez or something. I've just channeled Simon, and I'm like...
S squared.
Yeah. It was just... I was just calling everyone bad, and I thought he was going to be horrible, but...
I thought so, too. He came out, and then, to make matters worse, he said Michael Bolton. And that just seals the deal. All right, let's fast forward through this. I don't know if I can even bear it. And he was awesome.
Hey, dude, I love awesome. Michael Bolton, man.
Oh, I love Michael Bolton, too.
Long hair or short-haired Michael Bolton?
Sure, I like...
Or Captain Jack Sparrow, Michael Bolton.
Yeah, they're two different people. I didn't even know... I didn't know he could do something like that, but... Hyejun came out and absolutely killed Michael Bolton.
He did.
It was really awesome.
Because he had his accent was, he had an accent and whatnot. You're like, oh boy, he's going to be William Hung again. And he lost the accent. And
it was Bill Hung.
Yeah, there we go.
Grown up, awesome version of William Hung. And he tore it up. And he even had the kind of tone similar to Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
And totally surprised them. But it's so funny to see kind of his personality come out. I don't know if it was the nerves or whatnot. So after he just destroyed it, they're like, you know, wow. And he got back to his goofy self.
Yeah, it's like from a different culture. And that's, you know, he was surprising, and you think he'll do good? Do you think he'll make it past Hollywood Week? Do you think he'll go live?
I think he'll go past Hollywood Week, just because people are going to be looking out for him because he stood out so much. Who stood out for you?
On Thursday, gosh, I'm trying to remember. I got to look at my tweets. See, I'm so ADD, I will tweet it, and I will totally forget about it. Like, few people. Someone on Sunday stood out for me, but I'll bring him up in a second. I'm trying to remember if it was the coal miner. There was a coal miner who...
Coal miner was... He was better underground, I thought. Which I've never said that before.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But he sang to a couple of his buddies that he works with, and he said that his dad was a coal miner, his uncles are coal miners, so he kind of, you know, was following in their footsteps, but still wanted to pursue his dream if possible.
Yeah, no, I just thought, once again, they had too many montages.
Yeah.
The first two nights, especially, you know, I'm glad tonight was an hour, which was... I mean, it makes it just makes it a tight show.
Right.
Gives us something to talk about. You know, it doesn't drag on. And
there's a lot of stories that seem like they had.
Yeah. You know, but I can't remember anyone on Thursday that stood out for me. But on Sunday, there was two people that stood out for completely different reasons. Mm-hmm. And one was they were on an aircraft carrier. It was right after the NFC Championship game. And they went on a little late. But it was a guy who I called Jew Soul. Because he looked like Jonah Hill.
Right.
He looked like super bad Jonah Hill, and I was like, oh boy, this guy's going to just be horrible. But he was awesome. He sounded like Usher.
Which
he blew it out. I remember like I tweeted, I was like Jew Soul, like what's this? It's like if Usher and Jonah Hill had a baby. And then like the next day, like Jonah Hill's fan club starts following me and all this. They're like, oh, that's cool way to rep. I was like, I didn't know if I meant it as a compliment, but he was awesome. He was like this frat boy. Jennifer Lopez was like you totally surprised me. I could not believe that was going to come out of you being like, he's smooth. I think he's one to watch.
I think that's what helps so much, so many people. I mean, some people have a great story. Some people have a great look. Some people have just the look that you wouldn't think would be a singer or an entertainer. And that helps them out very much just because it's so unexpected that when they do kill it,
mm-hmm.
they're in.
Yeah. The other one that night, I think, was she was a MILF. It was Ashley Robles.
Ashley Robles.
Yeah, and she was pretty good, but I think she got in because she's really pretty to look at, and she's got a good voice, but I don't know if it'll take her to the end. But those are the only people that really stood out to me that night. But I was still smarting over the first night with the tent girl,
right? And, yeah,
who actually I did a little digging and found out that she actually, unfortunately, has a great story to tell, but also a not so great story. She's been, I guess TMZ rolled it out that she's got quite a long rap sheet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is so classic her.
Yeah. Yeah. She's I wouldn't call her
bipolar. Do you know what she did? Or
I didn't get a chance to look it up. So guys, if you guys get at us, let me know let us know the full story about Tent Girl, what she did, you know, if she was convicted or whatnot, mm-hmm. if it's going to taint her or if it will actually lift her throughout the competition.
Right. Yeah. Cause she did make it through, right?
Oh yeah. She was awesome.
Oh yeah. She was really good.
You know, her and her boyfriend were living off like $100 a week in that tent and, mm-hmm. you know, he was just doing odd jobs, but that's enough. We, you know, we've been talking about the past. Let's talk about tonight.
Tonight was cold.
It was Aspen. You know what? I think I think it was Ryan, Steven, J-Lo, and Randy. They wanted to go on vacation. They wanted to go to Aspen.
Got to go somewhere else, you know? Got to get your skis going.
Yeah, they want to have a good time because Aspen's super luxurious. So, oh, nice. This is Aspen.
This is Aspen. And I don't know who that is, though.
Yo, the girl. Hey, Phil, can you tell us who that girl is on the graphics right there?
I don't know. It's one of their promos.
Is it really?
It's an official logo. So.
Is it really?
Well, I didn't create it. I didn't put up like...
Is that someone you know?
I wouldn't go through the trouble of putting up a girl that, you know, come on.
No, and she's not matching the shadow, but okay. But
for those of you listening,
exactly.
He's pointing to the TV that we have where the logo of Idol is. And,
and
there's a girl.
The idols.
And we don't know who it is.
And she's sexy and she knew it. Okay. No, but all right, let's get back. No, the episode, it was, what'd you think? Were you expecting great things? Because Pittsburgh was on point.
Pittsburgh didn't have... They had very few no's. So mm-hmm. coming to this one, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
we kind of had that homely feel from Aspen, but they started off really well.
Yeah, with Jenny Shook.
Yeah.
What was her name? Was that
Jenny Shook? Yeah, and by really well, I mean it started all right. But
I started predict if she was going to be good or bad. I thought she wouldn't be good.
And were you let down?
Yes, because she was pretty good.
She was all right.
You were, yeah, exactly. She wasn't mind-blowing. All I got out of it was that it was she and her boyfriend had a list of who they could have sex with.
Right. Kiss.
Or Kiss, sorry.
For the kids.
It's a family show.
But I like the fact that she, her boyfriend on his list was Ryan Seacrest and somebody else, which was weird. But
Steven Tyler.
Yeah. And but I like the fact that she's like, yeah, can I get a kiss for him? And then Ryan's like, no, how about just go in there and audition and then come out and I'll give you a hug.
I noticed that, you know, because Steven didn't shy away. Steven laid one on her, but Ryan, like, she went left, he went right.
Yeah, cold shoulder.
Yeah.
But he's tied up, isn't he, Ryan?
What? Yeah, with Julianne Hough.
Right, yeah.
Damn it. I'm jealous. Yeah, no, I actually, she was marginally okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like 3.5 out of 5.
She did Heartbreaker, right?
I believe so.
Heartbreaker, yeah.
But the next guy was the mountain man.
Mountain dude.
Yeah. I would have given him... I must be in a bad mood. I'm still smarting off the 49er game or something, or I've got that Simon thing going on with a horrible accent. I didn't think he was. I thought he was boring.
I didn't think it was great. I thought he had kind of a cool tone.
Did he do a Boys to Men song?
Yeah, he did. Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of boring. He had a cool tone, something maybe they can work with.
The judges did say that, mm-hmm. that his tone is great.
He's a little bit older compared to like the younger crowd that they had coming in.
Was that it? Maybe they'll shave his beard and they'll turn him like Josh Krajicek from the X Factor, right, who was real greasy at first.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me of him a little bit.
Yeah.
The long hair thing.
But I like the next guy. They didn't spend a lot of time with him. It was Richie Law.
Richie Law, the country dude.
Yeah.
I liked his voice better than I liked Scotty's voice. At least at the start of last year, Scotty grew on me and ended up winning. But mm-hmm. I liked Richie Law's voice better than I liked Scotty's, at least to start off with.
It was deeper. I thought it was deeper and richer.
Yeah, more full.
Yeah, I really. But is he going to run into the problem of being a Scotty clone?
That's true. It's yeah, because he was young. He was a little bit.
He was young. Let's see if I got his age down. No, I didn't.
Like 20, but they kind of went through a few real quick. They went through him and then Devin Jones, who was kind of very musical-esque to his voice.
Which guy was that? I may have missed that. Was he the like the R&B guy?
A little bit R&B-ish, okay. And they kind of had a higher tone to his voice. But he, the three they went to, it was kind of like a yes, yes, yes. Remember they hit him up real quick?
Yeah.
And they kind of recapped, and Richie Law went through. And then Devin Jones, who was, I thought he was good. He was kind of that... I'm not comparing to Adam Lambert, but the fact that Adam Lambert seemed like he was straight out of a musical to start off with,
right.
Which ended up working out for him mm-hmm. once he started doing the performances and, you know, making the big sets and stuff. So, I mean, sometimes the musical route can maybe take
that,
you in.
Now that guy, I think he'll be canceled out because this guy, his name was Jera, I believe. I don't know if he sang on Sunday, or it was either Sunday or Thursday. There were so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that R&B flavor to him as well, but he did a Music Soul Child, and maybe it's because I love Music Soul Child.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, he ripped it up. I think the two of them will like end up canceling each other out.
Right, yeah, because it's kind of that more generic, something that we're kind of used to hearing.
If they can bring something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all the Idol fans and you and I, we've seen enough. We're kind of savvy now, so... You almost want too much. I mean, I was going to ask you this question. What do you think about the auditions? Do you think maybe they should move to maybe just to change it up or give it a new flavor? Oh, that's my phone. Sorry about that. No, do you think they should go to maybe like live auditions?
That would actually be kind of cool. Because they don't go live until what? Until the top 24 or right after Hollywood Week?
Yeah, just to give it a like extra flavor, a little spice to it.
Yeah, I don't know how many more years of Idol we have left.
Right,
but I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, and it's not because I know other shows have done it. You know, mm-hmm. they do, but I mean, Idol is still the big. It's the big dog,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Still, God, I'm quoting Randy there. yeah, I think just if you go live, it puts a little wrinkle and gets the fans more interactive.
Yeah, I think so too. You could have some call-in type stuff for. I don't know. That would be actually really cool. Maybe have one round and then maybe the round before Hollywood Week,
mm-hmm.
you know, have like another live audition. Or maybe in Hollywood Week would be...
Make that live?
Too, yeah.
That'd be cool. That's a great idea.
Right, before they get into the top 24, like the final mm-hmm. step is you got to go live and do something, you know.
Yeah, because one thing, I think it would kind of mess with the judges a little bit and It doesn't have to be, I think that's even a better idea. You, once again, Mark's the man with the ideas.
You're explaining like crazy stuff to me.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I'll slow down.
That's a good thing.
Really? Yeah, I'm a little fast. I'm sorry. It's the crazy pills. Like,
I sense that's not sincere, although I have no idea why.
Spot on with the.
Dude, he's just calling me out left and right, man. No, but okay. Back to who they have
to reality.
They had Talena, that one,
the twin sister.
Yeah, what'd you think?
The twin sister. I put scared.
You were scared for her, or you're scared of her?
Both. And she came in, and one thing that you never want to say something that's going to set yourself back, which she said, you know, okay, she's coming into it. have always been in my sister's shadow, her twin sister's shadow. So tonight I'm going to finally get away from that. Her sister's been, you know, people always came up to her and said, wow, your sister is so talented.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that she's not. So, I mean, I don't think kind of putting herself down before she even comes out and singing was a good idea. But either way, it wouldn't have helped her, I don't think. What'd you think about it?
She sounded like a banshee.
A banshee.
Yeah, and not a good one. Mm-mm. I don't know if banshees are ever good, but yeah, no, she was cute. I did put down, she was sweet, you know, she was you kind of wanted to pull for, but I wrote down, she's going to be bad.
Yeah, and even the judges kind of felt bad, you know, putting her down at the end. You know, you're really cute, and you gotta have a great look, but just not for the singing. And it was funny, J-Lo at one second during the thing, she kind of leaned over to Steve and was like, all right, if you ask her to sing another song, I'm gonna kill you. So
and of course he said,
for this apology is closing,
dude. We have got so many special effects. Awesome.
Got a soundboard in there, just bam.
Man, makes me want to like not have to talk as much. Awesome.
We're doing prank calls after this, and we're using that soundboard.
Is this like Jerky Boys or something? No. But what I thought was the worst part was, remember I said, what if they pull in the sister to sing and the sister outdoes her? But they didn't. Mm-mm. She actually just did a video with her sister, and they did a duet. And
did you think that her sister would have made it through? I mean, we didn't get to see because their voices were colliding. There's fireworks, but. Yeah, it was funny. It kind of, she turned, oh, this is not working for me.
No, it was Sister of Banshee. It was Banshee number two. They were both bad. And just singing's not their thing, as they say.
Yeah, maybe her sister knew that this was all going to happen and just came there for support, but sisterly love.
You know what? But I know they go to various locations, and you know, some of the people, like, I think the first girl came from Virginia.
Right, yeah. They come from everywhere.
I'm wondering if they do this for Idol, if they get rejected, let's say, how they started in Pittsburgh. Let's say she got rejected in Pittsburgh, and she decided to go to Aspen to try again. I wonder if they do that.
Absolutely.
Do they?
Absolutely. I think I even touched on it last time. Jordan Sparks went to one city and then didn't even get past the first round, went to another one, and got through and ended up winning the thing. But... Did they say where they were from?
No, but I'm
there was a couple from Virginia. There was, and then I forget.
I think Jenny Shook was from Virginia. I think it was one of the first girls. But with these sisters, I'm willing to bet. This is my theory. I'm thinking that the sister had already tried out, like, let's say in Pittsburgh Savannah, and just didn't make it. They didn't have a cool story or something for her. Now then her other sister tried out for...
Started developing the story.
In Aspen, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that's what it was. So I think they're Idol veterans, and who knows, maybe we'll see them tomorrow in Texas. maybe we'll see the sister.
Everywhere we go. It's like, what?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember who was after Talila. Oh, it was Haley.
Haley Smith.
Yes. She was good. She was good, like, in a time warpy kind of way,
It was weird, yeah, 70s kind of vibe.
Janis Joplin, Mamas and the Papas type of deal. Another Christer Bauer socks. Great voice. Mm-hmm. You know,
Haley Smith was the lives in a cabin. Very outdoorsy, had three jobs. She's like a busser at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. She was a vegetarian that works in a meat mart.
That's awesome.
but the house cleaner, it says here.
She blew it out, but... I just wonder if it, you know, Idol does tend to go more pop country, you know, country pop kind of. Is her type of music going to make it? Because I think she's got the chops, but she just might be in the wrong type of genre for the show.
Right, maybe. I don't think she's going to go very far. I thought she had a cool tone, but sounded a little bit flat to me. And but the one who. Before the commercial that went to, you know, her right after the commercial, you know, Steven Tyler, we saw him say, wow, you know, I just feel so honored to be in this room with you. So that got my hopes up. And when you get my hopes up to here and you give a performance up to here.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
Makes me feel down here. But
maybe it brought back a flashback for him because, you know.
Yeah, it was in his day and age. But she had a cool tone, but I just. It wasn't very long lasting to me. I don't think it would. You know, she's going to be around for too long. But the story was cool.
Yeah,
the story was all right.
Okay, so if you put her in a cage match between her and Tent Girl, who wins?
The cabin girl versus Tent Girl.
Who's got the better voice of the two of them?
Are they fighting or they're voice battling? Because the other girl's got the rap sheet, so she's probably going
to
win.
Let's go to the voice battle.
Voice battle. I'll take Cabin Girl. Barely.
You, Cabin Girl, really?
Barely.
Oh, wow. See, and you're not a big fan of Cabin Girl. Well, no. You think she's you know, she's okay.
Yeah, I thought she's okay, but I don't know, I'm not.
So you're not feeling
both of them, but I mean, they have similar stories, though, I guess.
Not feeling the folksy, you know, right now with the girl so far.
Right, so far. Okay. I thought they were very close, though. I don't think either of them were too over the top and memorable.
Yeah, no.
You're taking Tent Girl?
I was going to take Tent Girl, yeah. I just think she, I remember her, I remember her story. This is bad. I remember her story more than her singing.
Yeah.
And I think her story's going to push her further. Damn it. It's supposed to be about singing.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, but speaking of stories, what is it with these reality shows and people start talking about Rocky Mountain oysters? Because the next girl was talking about bull testicles, and I was like,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Never tried them and don't plan to. But,
yeah, she's a bartender waitress at some spot where that's what they specialize in, and she said, "Oh no, we have we do have a lot of regulars that come in, and that is kind of is weird to me."
What is it with Colorado? That's yeah, they do.
That's how they roll.
I'm from New Mexico. I'm gonna have to go. I don't know if I'll ever try them, but we'll see. But how did the most interesting thing about her once again wasn't the singing; it was the
story. Well, yeah, because they built it up.
Yeah.
Just like they always do. They trick us with that story. Elena Snare, right? That was her name?
Yeah.
They built us up with a story. It was kind of funny, kind of quirky, but the cows were mooing in the background. It wasn't happening for her.
Yeah, no, there was nothing.
What did you have on your sheet as far as before he started?
Is gonna suck.
Okay, good. Hey, at least, you know, after Pittsburgh and San Diego, maybe you're getting your vibe back.
I'm telling you, I like it because it gets me in like hot water. I'm like, I'll call it as I see it. And also, you could kind of pick it up sometimes with their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have like, you can feel a presence in their voice just by them talking.
Right, yeah, it kind of seeps out before they
come. Yeah, you can tell. And that's what I'm starting to use a little more. I'm starting to become a little more savvy, I guess.
Call spoiler alert before you say things like that.
Okay.
Except for sometimes
I'm wrong.
Like Hejun doesn't.
Yeah,
nothing was seeping out of that voice.
Because I was wrong about the. I think we were skipping over Shelby because I didn't think
Minnesota.
Yeah, Shelby, no tweeters.
Tweeting.
Was that the girl that was.
That was the story.
No, that was the story.
That was the story. That was the top story of the night, I think.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one that, like. Zoloft will be paying richly for, and all the, you know, all the antidepressant company pills, because poor thing about Shelby, sweetheart too. She's bipolar.
17
and,
years old.
Yeah.
She just got diagnosed with being bipolar, I think this past year in March. But did you think she was going to have a good audition?
Let's see. I didn't write it. I think I had a feeling.
You're too involved to the story.
I was, you know, because, and I thought she was super cute. She was adorable. And was in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the accent got me. And I was like, a hook, line, and sinker. She's going to be good. And she was. I put down she was good. I told you, guys, you can give me all the hate mail. I was kind of rough today. I was like, she was good. I didn't think she was great.
I thought she was awesome.
Sweet.
I thought she was
awesome.
She came in and I think she definitely had the look. She had the story that was kind of, you know, grabbed at our heart for a little bit. But she came out and she did a really hard song, Carrie Underwood's Temporary Home.
That's
a real hard to sing, song to sing. But I thought her tone was really good. I thought she was, you know, she was that raspy country voice.
Okay.
And that gets me every time, though.
Yeah, I'm usually a fan of that, you know, those.
Huge country fan right here. Bam.
Nice, man. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Now, hopefully you'll sing us a country song.
Is right.
That
is Grumman Beck.
We're getting
my country voice.
It's a preview of Mark. No, and then the next guy, I thought he was going to be bad, and I was wrong.
Who's next guy?
Jaron Jackson. Was that the guy? I thought he had like a pager. He was wearing some jean shorts. And
yeah, the one thing about him, he wasn't very trendy, not very, you know, up to date with the style.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't hate on him for that because he pulled it off. Jaron, Don't Forget Me Jackson.
Yeah, and he sang an original song. That's usually death. I don't. How often do they do well when they sing original songs?
Not very well. Well, actually, there's been. This is the second one since, you know, the beginning of this Idol this season. There was the kid that sang his own song. He was kind of weird in Pittsburgh. He sang his own song, and they thought that was good. It was about
Mr. Celia Girl.
No. It was a guy in Pittsburgh that sang about you know, coming down to see Randy Jackson, American Idol, and the new other two new hosts too, or I don't know. But then he did that, and they're like, wow, that was, you know, you wrote that on the way here. So that was,
oh,
that was funny.
I do.
And then he said,
that.
And then they said, oh, you have something else, and then he sang something else, and then, all right, go through. But this time, I thought he was awesome too. I'm using the awesome word a lot. But J-Ron, Don't Forget Me Jackson, I don't think we'll forget him because,
mm-mm.
No, he was top for me tonight.
Yeah.
One of my top ones.
Same here. I thought, I even put down Big Balla because even like J-Lo was swooning and
he had a really cool tone to his voice and he was very simple. Like a lot of people come in there, you know, dressed to impress or dressed crazy. Or we'll flash forward to later tonight, the magic dude.
Magic.
But he came in like he just, you know, was chilling at home, came in with his shorts and his white tee, and he knocked it out the park. He was awesome.
He kept it simple, and I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what he does all season.
I think he's going to be far, and I want to see what he's going to do, and I want to see what wardrobe, what American Idol is going to do for him, how they're going to set this guy up with what's his style.
They're going to Hollywood him up.
They are. He's going to have shades on. He's going to steal Randy's shades from tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's terrific.
Okay, sorry. I think
they were nice shades.
I think they're telling us to move on. Okay. No, before we get to Magic, we had a bet going on in the room because we had one of the other guys who works the board here, Suds, Adam Sudman, came in, and the girl who came in, and you guys thought she was going to suck.
And she did at first.
And I said she was going to be good. She was 24, Angie Weidman or something.
Yeah, Angie Zeiderman.
Zeiderman, see? I forgot the name.
Oh, sorry. I didn't write that down. I just remember that.
You took your ginkgo. Nice. No, yeah, she did some musical theater number.
Show tunes.
I was going to have to do a shot because I called it that. I thought she was going to be good. I wrote it down and I stood by it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was way over the top. She like dropped around, did like a little like
Well, she came in and kind of had like, I don't know, she got something going with her curly hair and some purple in there, which is not always a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Then she had the dress on that looked like she just took the curtain off her window at home and just
send your hate mail to Adam. Yeah. I mean, not to Adam, to Mark. Sorry.
Either way. Either of us. But yeah, and then she loves Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And the first one was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. But they saw something. They saw something, and Randy almost didn't let Jennifer Lopez let her sing another song.
Way to go, J-Lo. Yeah. She stood her ground.
It wasn't even that Angie Zeiderman even wanted to sing another song. It was that J-Lo's like, hey, let's have her sing another song. And it was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly but surely, you started winning your bet. And,
slowly. That first, the second she opened up that second song was bam. Yeah. I even laughed. I was like, drink. You guys are drink. Because it was Double or Nothing. But we do not actually advocate drinking or anything. It was apple juice, guys, just for AfterBuzz viewers. And
apple cider.
Apple cider. Thank you. She killed it. She started like Constantine Margulis. Remember him?
Something,
it was
kind
of theatrical.
Oh, yeah, Constantine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then she ripped it up. I thought she did Heartbreaker. What song did she do again?
I don't remember.
It was just, but she blew it out.
The first song was talking about something, if you got it, share it. And she was working the stage, and they said, all right, go in the center, do another song. And she really showcased her voice. Do you see Long Distance for her?
Oh, you know what? She could be a dark horse. You know why? Because everyone loves Lady Gaga. Not hopefully she doesn't rip her style at all, but right now Lady Gaga is probably the biggest artist in the world. And so people are going to be probably attracted to her, and she walks to her own beat. And as
I don't know what that beat is, but she's walking to it.
Yeah. So yeah, I do see. You know, she's different. But since episode one, since last week, we said we want something different.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that'll be it. But
yeah, because we get so many different, you know, different people with the same generic, you know, whatever they sing. We're used to those same songs and whatnot, and. Her coming out here and doing some show tunes that took her way off the board, and then singing something else brought her right back on, and now she's gonna be
one to watch. I just thought I'd do that. Wow, I'll never come back again.
I thought you weren't a singer.
I'm not a singer.
You know what? You're going to Hollywood.
I'm the son of a car salesman. Don't believe anything I say.
We are in Hollywood.
Oh yeah. No, okay, but now.
Oh.
And now, magic Cyclops.
Drum roll.
This is Magic Cyclops.
The W WTF moment of the night.
Of the season.
Of the
I wrote down he was channeling Christopher Guest from Spinal Tap.
You know, well, he was a character.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe this guy. What did you think coming in? Did you please tell me you didn't say he was going to be good in the beginning?
No, I didn't even write anything down. I just wanted to enjoy the ride. I was thinking right off the bat, he was doing Air Guitar Nation. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. If not, watch it. It's a documentary about air guitar championships. And he said he owned, like, what was it?
11,000
air guitars.
Yeah, there's one other person that has five more than he does.
Yeah, he's the second. He owns the second most amount of air guitars in the world. And
that was hilarious.
He had a British accent, and he was from Iowa.
Right. Why did he say he has the accent?
I don't. It was because
he didn't have many stations on the television.
I think he. I don't know if he. I'm totally misquoting this, but I think he just had like BBC or something.
BBC Network or something
on his TV. So he just had this horrible British accent, and the guy.
He came in with this crazy character that he was playing, or maybe he is that way. And then he said, what are you going to be singing for us tonight? And he said, I'm going to let you decide. And oh, awesome. Either Neil Diamond or James Buffet, he said.
Now, see that? That's the kind of winning attitude that's going to take this enterprise straight to the top.
Yep. But it didn't. It didn't take him straight to the top.
No.
And he ended up singing Neil Diamond. I don't even know what Neil Diamond's song was because it was so ridiculous. And
no.
Oh man, what a guy.
I guarantee he's starting his own YouTube channel tomorrow if it hasn't already started yet. So yeah,
aren't you a busy beaver?
Hey, enterprising minds, come on. But
I think, yeah, most memorable of the whole season, Magic so far. Do you think that's his birth name?
Nah, I think it's probably like Engelbert Humperdinck or something.
Probably, you know, something like that.
That's already or Tommy Dorsey. It's something like that. No, but he'll be back at the end of the season. Yes.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't know. So who stood out tonight for you? The top one and worst one?
Number one of the night and my favorite for the season thus far. Let me think about this. Right. J-Ron. J-Ron Jackson.
I thought you were going to wait till the end of the song.
No. I don't have time. He was that good that I don't want to wait.
So you'll find, let's see, Mark's final answer is, who is J-Ron Jackson?
That's what I should do.
All right, yeah, let's see, write your answers down. Guys, if you're listening, we're doing the whole Jeopardy thing right now. All right, let's see your answer, right. Mark, even though you already said it. Who is, let me see your answer. Who is J-Ron Jackson?
That's right.
Oh no,
and I wagered.
And he wagered $10.
$10.
Oh no, I'm sorry. That's sorry. That's what Alex always says.
That was actually really good. Sorry.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, for me, I'm gonna agree. J-Ron was the best by far.
J-Ron was the best.
He blew it out.
Do you think he was better than Philip Phillips?
No.
I'm still
standing with my Philip Phillips. You know what? But what? What? I'm sorry. Philip Phillips rocked, dude. He did Thriller with the guitar and he blew that stuff out. Sorry. Okay, now that I'm crickets hearing the whistle, are those crickets or is that like a football whistle?
That was crickets.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Let's go to a football whistle because I want to go to a commercial because when we come back, we're actually going to talk about Steven Tyler and his singing of the national anthem.
Ooh, that was...
That's what we thought about it. And our predictions for next week. Keep it here.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
All right, we're coming back.
All right, so Adam has a special announcement. Adam from the studio.
But you know what, Adam, I have to interrupt you for one second because I have to show some love for the queen bee herself. She, once again, she's still sick. Our very own Catnip herself, Cat right. Bayless. Where are you? We're lost without you. We need you. And I know you said you're not coming back until we do the little catwalk thing for you. And we're building it as we speak. Phil,
it's looking good.
It really is.
It's looking amazing.
So Cat, baby, please, Cat, we need you back. We need you so you can do our songs, because I can't wait to hear Mark sing. I have not heard him sing.
Baby,
yet.
Come back.
Oh
no, wait.
Oh,
that was not me singing. That was just me talking to her.
Oh, so Cat, come back. Uh oh, they're cueing you a country song right now, buddy.
Really?
All right, before Mark makes me feel really jealous about his amazing voice.
All right, this is probably all right. Adam, just say your announcement, please. For
Adam.
Fans.
I actually wanted to come here because I heard JC saying that they were going to talk about how Steven Tyler did such a wonderful Star Spangled Banner, right?
I didn't say wonderful. We were going to give our opinion on it, but obviously, Adam, you have you differ in your opinion. So, what do you think about Steven Tyler's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner for the Ravens Patriots game on Sunday?
Well, before we get there, I just want to say the Lakers just beat the Clippers. So there's no battle of L.A. So Lakers, number one. Number two.
Okay.
I'm kind of interested because we were talking about this earlier, and there was some back and forth if that's just really how Steven Tyler sings, or is he just really bad? I thought he was a good singer, and that was really bad.
You thought the song was bad.
Do you still think he is a really good singer?
He was a really good singer.
His prime time.
Okay, so for the record, Adam...
Prove me wrong.
Prove you wrong? Okay, well, I don't know if I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm just going to prove my point, which in the end is right. Okay, now... well, what do you think? Okay, you know what? Here's the thing, Adam. You and I'm not even going to say... He's a professional singer. He's
don't
like
say professional.
He went to, like...
people's hopes up.
He went like, to school for singing.
No, I... After watching it, I thought... You know, you said something about he was doing something. He did too much different with the actual song. But I thought he kind of stayed on the same path. I thought he was kind of flat, and they didn't really do anything with his voice. But I thought some of it was impressive. I don't think he was terrible. I thought it wasn't great. He was no, you know, Jennifer Hudson when she did hers. But
hey, man, this time we're gonna do it my way.
I pity the fool who messed with my cereal. Mr. T, love it. No, but. All right, okay, now my take on Tyler and singing the song. I'm not mad at Steven Tyler for doing what he did. It was, if you're going to be mad at anyone, it's going to be the NFL who hired him to sing the song, because you know when you get Steven, that's who you're going to get. You know, because that's his vocal range. That's what he does with songs, that little scream, I can't do it, but, you know, at the end where he just, I did it anyway.
I do want to say this. That's a good point you made, that it should be the person who chose for him to sing it, because he did do it in 2001, almost just the same, if not worse.
Okay.
And like it was on YouTube, so everybody knew it. So that's how he does it, I guess. So someone,
he got all the words right.
And there we go. It's about little victories.
Isn't that come for something?
And no, well, okay, does that hurt his credibility as being an idol judge?
No.
Okay, am I just...
J-Lo doesn't even sing anymore. If she ever did.
Okay, no, I'm not touching Miss J-Lo.
She's smoking, though.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so, you know what we forgot to talk about? We were in our last segment, you know, who you liked and who... I mean, we both said J-Ron.
J-Ron.
I actually like the Richie Law.
The country singer.
I liked Richie. He actually was my favorite. I just got swept in the moment, man. I'm too ADD. I was like, J-Ron was great, but Richie Law, I thought Richie Law was the best guy tonight.
Okay, so you think for those two, he's going to go further? Let me write this down.
This isn't,
word for word?
It's not that he's going to go further, because I think the problem is that he sounds too much like Scotty McCready, but I think he's really, really good.
I think he's really talented,
he's
too.
He's great. But,
so who was your best worst?
The best worst? It was...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, it was Talina, but let's get
into... Wait, was that what we were on? I felt like we were predicting.
No, we just backtracked because we didn't talk about who we thought was the worst.
All right, my bad.
That's
my bad.
I like the sounds.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Talina.
Sorry, I was picturing Whore Island.
Again.
Damn you.
All right. Who was the worst for the night?
Talina or Tallulah.
Talina's twin sister.
Yeah, they were... I just... Please, thank God it's an hour, because then we have less of those train wrecks and we can get to the quality in the stories, because that's what I'm about.
Yeah, I think this season we've had more quality singers.
Yeah, especially when they go to an hour. So now tomorrow night we they're going to our prediction. Now I guess you can do the graphics. Now you can do the predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, we're going to the Lone Star State tomorrow. Yeehaw!
I predict they're going to Texas.
Wow, you're really good. Yes. Dude, he's on fire tonight. They're going to Tejas, and did you see by the previews? Did you see anyone that was already going to stand out?
No,
no.
Do you see anybody in particular?
I just saw that J-Lo was going to go crazy for some reason. She threw a tantrum, mm-hmm. and I know that's going to be bad. So I don't even care who sings tomorrow. I just want to know what got J-Lo about to take off her earrings and got her slippers off and just about to go punch someone.
Do you think the talent in Texas will beat the talent in Aspen?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. You know, because we both agreed that Pittsburgh was the best night so far.
Yes.
I think, you know, because they kind of pick and choose. Like, some days are good. And I didn't think today's was overall awesome. Mm-mm. I think I'm expecting big things in Tejas tomorrow. Yeah. So
Usually is the case.
All right. So that's it for this week, guys. Make sure. And Mark, where can they find you on, like, Twitter and all that?
Yeah, find me on Twitter. Mark E. Allen.
He almost forgot his name. That was weird. And you can still find me at The Everyday Man on Twitter. And, of course, tweet us at AfterBuzzTV. But that does it for us this week for American Idol Auditions Episode 4. I'm JC.
I'm Mark Allen. We'll see you next week.
And I'm Phil, delivering Phil. One last message. Hey, of course, for those of you listening, you know that we're completely free. So why wouldn't you want to share with your friends and let them know? Right, guys? And there was Adam giving the thumbs up because he approves. And we told Adam. Adam was never involved with AfterBuzz. And then I didn't even know Adam. He just showed up one day, and he was like, I like this. He found us, why he found us, I don't know. There's no public record of where we are, but hey, apparently he did. So much of a
like
super
this?
Fan he is.
Stalking
don't go to that extreme.
Stalking's another way of saying I love you. You know?
Just tell a friend. That's enough. Don't be like Adam where you show up. Just tell a friend. That'll do.
Don't show up at our door.
Is that it?
Oh, I thought
that's all we got?
I thought we're doing the buzzy later.
All right, we'll do that.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Bam.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.